Justin Bieber and BTS join teams as the boys break a new record, and Kim Kardashian becomes a billionaire. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Tuesday, April 6th.
그러면서 저희가 하는 일이 있어서 경계나 한계 같은 건 없다 이런 생각을 하게 되고요. 앞으로 또 어떤 무궁무진한 일들이 저희를 기다리고 있을지 무척이나 궁금합니다.
Justin Bieber, BTS, and more will be on the same roster as we also learned that BTS has broken the record for the most weeks on top of digital songs.
What's going on, guys? Congratulations, Mr. Bang and Scooter, on this historic partnership. The prospects of working together with these amazing teams and stepping further into the global music scene is very exciting.
HYBE, the South Korean entertainment company formerly known as Big Hit Entertainment, said Friday that it was buying Scooter Braun's Ithaca Holdings, bringing together both companies' broad range of services and artist rosters that include Justin Bieber, BTS, Seventeen, Ariana Grande, Florida Georgia Line, J Balvin, and Demi Lovato, who appeared on the video celebrating the news.
Congratulations!
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 Congratulations! Congratulations!
And BTS has another reason to celebrate as Dynamite breaks the record for the most weeks spent at number one on Billboard's digital song sales chart, as it posts an 18th frame at the summit on the chart dated April 10th. The song has sold 1.5 million downloads since its release, according to MRC data.
My name is Kim Kardashian West. I'm from Beverly Hills, California.
Only a year after Kanye West was named a billionaire, and now amid their divorce, Kim Kardashian has now become a billionaire herself.
You remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met, but hey.
According to Forbes magazine, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians star joins the world's billionaires list for the first time after bumping her net worth from $780 million in October to the full bill, thanks to her two lucrative fashion makeup lines, KKW Beauty and Skims.
The shapewear makes me feel really confident and just secure.
The green up is also courtesy of Kim's paydays from reality TV, endorsement deals, and the rest of her fortune is reportedly made up from cash and investments, including shares in blue chip stocks such as Disney, Amazon, Netflix, and Adidas, reportedly gifted to her by Ye in Christmas 2017. They are in the midst of divorce proceedings.
Admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect.
That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.